Not Bad Radio.
Every day you come into studio, you make something personal.
Like what?
Gordon, please.
I think that's wildly inaccurate.
Like what? Like some kind of innocent person who doesn't...
No, I want you to tell me how, because I think I have massively changed the way I do things in the past five years, I would say.
Don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it.
Well, Norm, you've made this big claim, and I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
All right.
I just think it's fascinating that I do something funny and you feel so threatened about it that you gotta question it and peel back the curtain so much that we don't even do it anymore.
Hey, Bad Radio, it's David Moore. I don't usually check in with you during the game on the Crow Line, but right now, the Vikings are up 14-0 on the Cowboys, going up and down the field with very, very little resistance. The Cowboys are going to have to get Ezekiel Elliott going in this second quarter.
And we got a couple of full, like a whole pie over here, Jake, if you want to take one home to the lady.
But you're going to suggest he did something else. Happy you didn't.
Queef.
No. I really don't know what's in your dirty mind.
Well, you were asking him specific questions about the pie earlier, and I was just...
Oh, about that pie. Yeah. Okay. I just want to know what the dude did in American Pie to the pie.
Yeah, I'm just so horny that all the food that gets brought up
Jake,
here.
Did you ruin another pie?
Did you have sex with the pie, Jake? Is that why there's a little tiny pie next to it? A little baby pie?
I'm smacking it.
Sex with all the pies. You fart on all the cake.
All right, let's say hi.
T.I. is happy with this pie right now.
This pie has not been touched.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Here's the hard line. They're not here. Mike Reiner, Corby the Snake Davidson.
Saw this bandit Lala, the Big Thief, man. They're dope.
Whoa. Oh, God. Danny.
Yes. Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies having
yeah, I was. I was doing my I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you
my friends.
Doing?
Hey, P1s. Guess what? Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today. As you have the killer sitting in for Tom, TC in for Grooves, and well, Seabass is still here. Now,
wow!
Two guys.
This is insane!
Whose racing pants keep going crazy from time to time. Bob Sturm and Rich Phillips?
Yeah. Hi, this is Kellen Moore of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to a couple of big hairy cocks, Bob and Dan, on 96.7 The Ticket.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Good luck. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right.
Let the filibustering begin.
Full-blown pedophile. AP1, right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
AP1.
Today's special occasions include a visit with our college football expert, Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt, we got a 5-minute major, and what's a real good stealing signs again? The Oscars might have missed it.
AP1.
Also, the lovely Julie Dobbs, the great Mino, me the killer, RIP Dan. And now two guys who can't wait to slip into a sleeping bag together and combine their body heat, Bob Sturm and Jake Kemp.
AP1.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Hey.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. It's the Bob Dan Radio Show live today without the Dan in our studio for this episode 5019. Short it.
Short it. Short it. Short it. Short it. Short it. Short it.
In for Dan is Jake. In for Jake is Killer, as you have already found out.
AP1.
Hi, Jake.
What's up, man? Norm signed out of his email.
Progress. That's the early change of behavior before we slide back into our rut. But he's still focused on that. Good for him. And here we go on a Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, full show. Wednesday, Thursday, no Dan. Friday, no Dan or Jake. These guys with their off days, I swear. So I know this, well, this might affect you, Mr. Jake.
The whole impeachment thing, I know, man, I'm wrapped up in it.
What's going on? We doing some impeachment stuff?
I don't know, it appears, because I can tell you, if there's three things I need less of in my life right now, and I'm probably going to have to hit them with the mute Monday on a Wednesday, it's this impeachment.
Yeah.
It's whatever people are watching on Disney, and it's the gender reveal video that's been sent to me a million times where the girl farts.
Why do you hate Disney?
I don't something that everyone was watching last night.
Okay, so hang on. Disney is what I was going to bring to the 1210. But let's get back to this gender reveal thing.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think I have.
Do you want to see it?
We can find it in 5 seconds.
This is basically a make it big moment live on the air for Bob.
So she... Oh, come on. Really? No. Dude, okay. That ain't real. Not real. Not real. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. What happened?
Okay.
She lives on the clean part of the internet. I'm over here in the dumpster.
I try my hardest to stay clean on the internet.
Well, now I can see why I didn't know about it.
I think it's been sent to all of us a lot, but it's been sent to me literally 100 times. That and the, to balance that out, the Komodo wearing the turtle on its head. You seen that one?
I don't think so.
Do you just want to make this show watching videos?
Watching videos.
So basically, Julie,
make it big.
So haven't we had two tragedies regarding gender reveal situations recently? We had the mother who died of shrapnel, the grandmother to be.
From an accidental pipe bomb.
From an accidental gender reveal pipe bomb, which in retrospect seems like a bad idea. Don't know how we explain that to the grandkids for the rest of their existence, but since I guess we can worry about that in a few months. But then the other one was a airplane,
yeah,
that was going to reveal the gender, and the airplane crashed somehow. That's not funny. Don't laugh. Don't laugh about an airplane crash.
Yeah, it was in Texas too.
But why?
They dumped out. You know, they dumped out like blue or pink water, but they had to fly so low so that they could see it, and so it wouldn't just, you know, immediately.
Right.
So, yeah, it was too low and stalled and crashed.
So in both those cases, those are horrible, horrible things where lives are changed forever, and yet if you just attach the label gender reveal to it, it elicits some level of gallows humor. And I don't mean for that to actually happen because it didn't affect me, but it does seem like something that was impossible in previous generations to die figuring out the gender of a baby-to-be.
Yeah, you think we have too much time on our hands? I mean, used to, people just died because they were having babies. And
right. In like childbirth, death right. was a real thing. We got past that because of progress. So now we had to find new dumb ways to die.
I don't think anyone died in the plane crash, though.
Oh, okay, good.
Although I'm not exactly a trusted reporter in this space.
You're not.
I believe that it was just minor injuries, which is always astounding to me.
Minor injuries from a plane crash?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But I haven't read the whole story either, so.
So in this case, we did not properly describe that video, and I don't think she died doing this, but it appears... Is that a mother-to-be, by the way?
I guess. She's laying on her belly.
Okay, that ain't real.
And her bottom is exposed, and she emits gas and a plume of blue smoke.
How'd they make it blue?
Well, you probably just put dust down there, right? Like chalk
yeah.
ground up.
It's a variation.
And then it would explode.
It's a variation. Well, no, it's a variation of blue flame.
A little poof.
Yeah. So
whose job is it to put the dust in there?
I don't know. Well, and
probably the dad.
And then she becomes one of those very, very rare humans that can do that on command.
But which you know all too well to be true. So
I can't do it, but I definitely know a human who can. It's quite a trick. But if you're a girl and you can summon that anytime you want,
wife her up.
I would say keep that to yourself, but
let's talk Disney.
Okay, so back to Disney. So I assume, like, this is a conversation for me and Dan, because Dan won't automatically just reject the mere premise of watching. See, you're at an age now, though, where Disney is probably going to be a big thing in your life, whether you like it or not.
He's got a year before that's a big thing.
Yeah, I bet you it's already there.
Bro, I'm on the club every morning watching Pete, Shiesty Pete, stealing from everybody. Donald constantly getting screwed.
You know the hot dog dance?
Do I know the hot dog dance?
Let's do the hot dog
dance. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
So
you got ears. It's time for cheers.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
So Disney
Plus. You know what we need right now?
What?
A Mystery Mouseketeer.
Oh, yeah.
Let's roll the dice.
Okay, so. Oh, wow. That's bringing back the memories here. So Disney Plus dropped yesterday. Now, when Disney said they were going to compete in the Netflix space, the Hulu space, with their own platform, I was wildly disinterested because my kids are all past that age, and I just thought, this won't apply to me. Then, because Disney runs the world, I had forgotten about their connections with, what, Marvel?
Marvel, Nat Geo.
And, of course, Nat Geo, and, of course, Star Wars. And I would not be shocked if Disney Plus and ESPN Plus get married somehow and give you a nice deal on both of them if they haven't already done it.
They already have. Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. If you get Plus, you get ESPN Plus with Disney Plus now for, if you're not already a subscriber, for I think like at least a year for free. And they have Fox's content now too, right?
Do they?
I think so, right? That's to peel back the curtain why some movies can't be movies of the month.
Yeah, they have The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Definitely have The Simpsons.
They have Fox. They got all that, my favorite action movies that we watched at Alamo.
That must be a real blow to Netflix.
Netflix has got to be quaking right now.
So anyway, Disney Plus with Star Wars still affects me quite a bit because, A, I don't mind being a Star Wars nerd. Now, I'm not reading the books and I'm not obsessing it like I once did, but when they drop new content, I'm interested. It might just be a Friday night. Hey, we're going to watch the new Star Wars or whatever, but I'm in, and I'm not afraid to say it. So I'm there, but now I've got two boys who are still well within the range, one who can't wait to watch the new Boba Fett show tonight. So it's going to be a big night at our house because of The Mandalorian.
Okay, so is this a series?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about it, and I don't really want to know anything about it necessarily, but let me fly blind here and just tell you it's a Jon Favreau, I understand, kind of running the whole thing. And I'm so Disney Plus, in their genius way of convincing you to buy it, have made original content. So they're not just getting the rights to the new Star Wars movies, they're getting the rights to Star Wars stuff you've never seen that you can only see there, I'm under the impression. Okay. So now they get you in with that 7-day free trial. And I'm like, let's watch the whole series now.
Can't do it.
Ooh. Because now, check this out for genius. They're dropping a new episode every week to block you from your attempt at a 7-day free trial. So the new Boba Fett series is out, episode 1.
You got episode 1, Friday you get episode 2.
Right.
And then next week starts once a week.
And then once a week. And so this is now out there. People are saying it's pretty good. I don't know. And like I said, I don't really want to know because that's not really the point. But if they're going to do, I think what's been described as a bit of a space western about Boba Fett out there on the, you know, his life as a bounty hunter or whatever.
Is Boba Fett a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Do you ever see him without all his stuff on?
I don't know. I bet you in the series.
One of the first three Star Wars, you actually saw what he's supposed to look like.
Yeah. Okay.
Does he have like a mangled face or something that he's hiding? No. Like,
I don't think so.
It's actually being played by Pedro Pascal, the guy from, was he the Viper from Game of Thrones?
Oh, wow. And Narcos.
And Narcos, yeah. That's who the Mandalorian is.
So anyway, I think we're in. And the big thing here that reminds me of a couple years ago, we had a conversation in this space, Jake, about the way entertainment is going. And people complained that their satellite bill was well over $200 a month. But now you can cut the cord and you can do this and you can do this. And I think the cynical people in the room said, yeah, but once they get that worked out, you're going to have to buy things a la carte and the price will end up being the same. And it hasn't happened yet, but ESPN Plus got me. You know, obviously the sports websites and their on-demand league pass stuff has got me. I don't know that everyone would say that, but it seems like many people have gone down the Netflix road, the Hulu road, the Amazon Prime road. Maybe they only have one of those, but maybe they decided, you know what, screw it. I'm going to pay this place $5 a month, this place $5 a month.
Don't forget the Apple.
Yeah, now Apple TV rolls in. My wife is all over the new Jennifer Aniston show and over here and over here. And guess what? You're going to cut the cord with the satellites, and you're going to build in a new monthly nut for your entertainment that's going to be well over $100 again.
It'll still be less, though, I think. I'm still saving a ton. Now I'm about to get screwed.
But I'm saying you were an early adopter.
Yeah.
And once this all hashes out in 3 to 5 years,
maybe so.
I bet you it's going to be right back where it was.
I still think though it's a better choice to be able to choose what you like and choose energy as opposed to just them deciding this is what you pay for everything. Because if you decide like, okay, well, there's only one show I watch on Netflix and there's 9 on Disney Plus or 2 on Hulu, then you can make the decision to just not do it.
Yeah.
Whereas with cable, they make the decision for you, take it all, pay for it all, and like it. And that was really why we ended up cutting the cord is because I paid attention for like a month and my wife was watching 2 channels.
Right.
And I was watching like 4 and I'm like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah, and in the end, I suppose we win because now at least the different mediums have a motivation to put out content that we feel like we have to have.
Very true.
Whereas in the old model, they're like, huh, what are you going to do?
Take it and like it.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it does seem ultra competitive that this place wants to, you know, pay Dave Chappelle this. This place wants to get Jennifer Aniston back on TV. This place wants to, you know, tell you the Boba Fett story. This place wants to make a Breaking Bad movie, but you're going to have to make some choices or that money's going to get right back where it originally was.
All right, we have a huge, huge show with Joel Klatt at 2:10, some college football talk leading into that at 1:50. But coming up next, will the Astros have to vacate their World Series win?